supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, researchers at the University of North Carolina did a survey of over 200 women who had given birth within the past 3 years, and they asked them about postpartum mood disorders. What did they find?
Well, what they found in this relatively small survey, what they found was 51% of them had postpartum depression, according to self-reporting, and that one in five of these women never reported it to their healthcare provider.
So they did not seek help?
No, they did not, for a variety of reasons. You know, they report that it was lack of access. Moreover, it's likely shame. I mean, most people with mental disorders who do not report them do so because of shame. And these poor mothers, you know, they've got this little baby and a chemical imbalance in their brains, and they're unable to really love this baby or bond with it, and they beat themselves up terribly. You can imagine how they beat themselves up, how much shame and guilt they feel.
So what are some of the takeaway points from this study? It's small, but it's still relevant.
First of all, education. They need to know what's happening to them with their hormones, to their brains, how it affects them and why it affects them. They need to know about the course of treatment and the expected outcomes. That will help normalize this. It's not your fault. You're not defective. You have a chemical-based mood disorder. So that's number one.
So what are the treatments for postpartum mood disorders, especially depression, and are they effective?
Well, they are. Treatments are, like I said, psychoeducation. The serotonin reuptake inhibitors, you know, in the family of Prozac and Zoloft and so on. They're helpful too. Psychotherapy is quite helpful. Cognitive behavior or other therapies. Stress reduction interventions like meditation or Tai Chi, yoga if they're able to. So all of these things are very helpful, and Mikan, the most helpful, is having a support group around you. That changes everything. Those with a support group do better, get through it faster, and are much, much more likely to report their symptoms.
Thank you, Dan.
Sure. Thank you, Mike.